This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you very much. And let's check now how prices fared in the resumption of trading at Kansas City and on the Chicago Board of Trade. Of course, we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:24, up 2 1/4. March up 1 1/2 at 5:38, and May opened up 3 1/2 at 5:28 1/2. December on the Chicago Board of Trade opening at 4:83. That was up 1 1/2. March up 1 1/2 at 5:04. May up 3 on the open at 5:04 1/2. July wheat opened at 4:72. That was up 1/2. In September at 4:73, up 1. Make that up 2. December corn opened at 3:60. That was up 1 3/4. March opened at 3:73 1/2, up 1. May opening up 3 1/4 at 3:80 1/2. The July contract opened at 3:81. That was up 1 1/4. September at 3:61 1/2, up 1 3/4. December opened at 3:43, down 1 1/4, and March 08 corn at 3:49 1/2, that was up 1 1/4. The January soybeans opened at 6:66, up 2 1/4. March at 6:78, up 2. May at 6:87 1/2, up 2 1/4. The August July contract at 6:95 opened up 1 3/4. November 07 soybeans opened at 7:04, up 1/2. Soybean meal for December, 193.30 on the open, up 80. And January opened at 194.30, up 90. December soybean oil, 28.54, up 15. And January oil opened at 28.92, up 10. On the Mercantile Exchange, the November feeder cattle opened at 97.50, up 27.5. January at 95.50, up 30. March at 94.35, up 22.5. December live cattle opened at 86.70, down 2.5. February opened unchanged at 89.20. April unchanged at 89.92.5. June 07, live cattle 86.30, down 15 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 61.50, up 55. February at 64.60, up 45. April lean hogs, 66.90, up 42.5. And the May lean hogs at 70.80, up 5 on the open. February frozen pork bellies opened up 15 at 89.80.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And currently the trade looks like this. Wheat on the Kansas City Exchange trading up 1 1/4 to 3 1/2 from the Chicago Board of Trade, anywhere from down 1/2 to up 3. The corn trading anywhere from down 1/4 to up 3 1/4. And the soybeans are currently trading anywhere from, up 2 1/2 to up 3 1/2 now. And joining us on the telephone to talk about all of this, sitting in for Dan Zwicker this morning, I understand we have Paul Cooley from ADM Investor Services down in Oakland, Illinois. And good morning to you, Paul. Oops. Have I got everything set right? Yeah, we're checking it out in Master Control to make sure. Okay. Well, meantime, we'll take a look at what the numbers are. Okay, Henry's going to push some buttons and we'll see. Okay, try that out. Paul, you there? Yeah, we'll take a look at how the trade is going right now on some of the numbers while we try to work out the technical problems here and make contact with Paul. December wheat on the Kansas City Exchange at 5:23 1/2 is up 1 3/4. December wheat in Chicago at 4:84, up 2 1/2. The March wheat contract at 5:04 1/2 is currently trading up 2. December corn in Chicago, 3:61 1/2, up 3 1/4. March at 3:76, up 3 1/2. May at 3:80, up 3 1/4. And July at 3:82, up 2. Just changed to 3:82 1/4, up 2 1/2. January soybeans, 667 and three quarters up 4. March at 680 up 4. May at 688 and a half, currently up 4 and one quarter. And the November soybeans at 707 and a half are up 4. Soybean meal for December, 193.10, up 60. The December oil contract at 28.50, up 11. November feeder cattle, 97.45, up 22.5. December live cattle, 86.55, down 12.5. 86.60 right now, down 12.5. And the February live at 89.20, unchanged currently. Lean hogs for December at 61.45, currently up 50. And now let's see if we got Paul Cooley in there. Paul, you with us?
Well, hi, Jay. This is Paul Cooley.
Yeah, I think, Paul, I think some of the strings came untied in our tin can system between here and Oakland, but we got them tied up thanks to Henry Frain. And how are you this morning?
Well, great. Jay, it's a rainy day. We've had about an inch of rain here in Oakland, Illinois, and it's kind of toned things down just a little bit. The market opened stronger. It was it closed quite weak yesterday afternoon in the soybean pit, in particularly, and the markets did show strength overnight. We understand stronger basis levels in the Midwest, and that's auguring well for this stronger tone in the marketplace. One of the things that I mentioned, I think Wednesday, was that we have this dual trading system now, the open outcry, which has been around for a long time in Chicago, and now they have this computer trade, and it does create quite a bit of confusion to the pit trader, because sometimes the computer overrules the pit, and it does create some market moves that are unexpected, whereas the old day in the open outcry system, it was more predictable. So it's something that the traders are getting used to, not only in central Illinois, but in the Chicago future pits as well.
Well, what are you seeing as far as numbers might go today or volume of trade?
Well, good question. Our general impression is that the amount of cash movement is slowing down. The realization that we have to buy a lot of acres. We also are realizing that a lot of the corn and soybeans have been sold. And historically, this is kind of the post-season demand period in which we do see prices rally. Our general impression is that the volume of trade is still going to be on the light side, but still the market is very focused and realizes what a very tight supply-demand situation we have in all the major pits.
Do you see anything in export reports that's going to spark any interest?
We saw the export sales on corn at 54.9 million, soybeans 27.8, and wheat at 11.9. All of these are considered neutral to somewhat positive, and so that also augurs well. We also are basically seeing leadership in the basis from the ethanol pot plants instead of the export markets. And that's a different tone that we normally see. Ordinarily, we see the export markets basically dictate the basis levels in the interior. And it was brought out in one market letter we saw yesterday that, in South Dakota, we could even see importation of corn into that state because the amount of bushels used in ethanol and domestic use and feed is so great that you'll have to import corn into South Dakota just to make the crop go from one season to the next.
Anything in the outside markets interesting you this morning?
Yes. One of the things that we have to say is it's bullish on Wall Street, and also we're seeing crude oil maintain its strength, and that's also an underlying support to the market. And, my theory is if it's good on Wall Street, it's going to be good on LaSalle Street and, Main Street and in the Midwest. There's a lot of optimism here in central Illinois with good stock prices, good grain prices, and so everyone seems to be very happy. The phones are extremely busy. We are getting a lot of trading going on in the futures pits, and that's always welcome as well.
All right, Paul, thanks for joining us
this
morning.
Today, and call anytime, Jay.
All righty. Yeah, it's Paul Cooley from ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, joining us and sitting in for Dan Zwicker this morning. And the crude oil up 34 cents a barrel for December, the January contract up 58, and the Dow Jones Industrials are up 16 points right now.